Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus offers to fellowship with every person on the earth. That's what man was born to do. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we give ourselves to you. You've given us everything that we have, and you've given your all to us. You've given us your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Reveal your glory to us. Amen. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are God and we welcome you here. The presence of Jesus is the answer for every person on the earth. For those who are not saved, who are unbelievers, just Jesus, just get Jesus. Like, if someone does just one thing on the earth, that would be the main thing that they need to do, because our eternity depends on it. And for believers, it's the presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, this glorious presence. It's just, and I continue to go back to this, hit the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. Someone may say, how do we find Him in this way? Well, it is simple and it is common sense. It's giving our all to Him. When we do that, He gives His all to us. And really, if you boil it down, the percentage that a person gives to God is the percentage God gives of Himself to them. The percentage of their being that a human being gives to God, that same percentage is the percentage God gives to them. Isn't that incredible? I mean, it's just, that's a powerful revelation, and it's based on Jesus' words, with the measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So it is, someone may say, well, is that really true? It's all common sense. Glory to God forever that He's made it simple and easy and made Himself available to every person on the earth, no matter every person. Totally, like nothing else, nothing in a person's life matters but their commitment to Him and see, the tragedy is those who choose self instead of God. I have to say it, and it's a privilege to proclaim all of this. They will end up in the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus spoke about and said. That's what it says in the book of Revelation. There's more than 100 scriptures in the Bible about hell and the underworld. But glory to God forever. I want to give one scripture, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Okay? This is the second to last book in the Old Testament, and this verse says, "For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst." And he's speaking here, glory to God, about Jerusalem, I believe, yes, in verse 4, Jerusalem. So, this is the Holy Spirit, wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. Glory to God forever and ever. I go back to this, so simple. When we meet Him, everything makes sense. We find the treasure, the unspeakable treasure of the Holy Spirit, the Jesus Christ Himself, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father this is a great man of God puts it this way about the Trinity. Someone asked me, well, when I pray, do I pray to the Holy Spirit or to Jesus or to the Father? Well, he said his answer is brilliant. There's no competition in the Godhead, in the Trinity. They're all, he's one God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I've been keeping these recent messages as positive as possible, and at the same time wanting to present both sides. But I feel like it's time to do a more serious message about heaven, but also hell. And I may do that either a second message today, maybe one tomorrow, but a message tomorrow. But this is so serious. You know, this is... everything about our most holy faith is beyond human words. The seriousness of it. For believers and for unbelievers. Someone's eternity is at stake. This is not something to be taken lightly. You know, we need at times to have fun and laugh, don't we? There's a time and a place for that. But when it comes to the gospel, it's serious for every person on the earth. And I want to try to finish with this and keep these messages short. It's a real tragedy that most people are not saved and will not get saved. That's what Jesus reveals very clearly. And that's a theme actually in the whole Bible, if you really look at it. Someone may ask, how can it be that most people don't get saved? How can that be? How... you're saying that, and this is a big objection. That most people in this most important decision, let's boil it down. The totality of the human race, everyone that's alive today and that's ever lived, to think that most people choose self instead of God. If they hear the gospel, they choose self instead of Jesus Christ, and their name is not in the book of life. And when they die, most people end up in hell forever. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels forever with no way out. No way out. The same thing applies to believers. Believe it or not, there are some people who were believers on the earth at one time who end up in hell. And also, when a believer's life ends on the earth, well, there, everything is set. They make it to heaven, glory to God. That's the main thing. Amen. And everyone in heaven is in the glory of God for eternity, fellowshipping with the only true God in His glory and majesty forever. Amen. But believers, you know, how shall I say this? They also can never change. Well, you know, it's appointed unto man once to die, and then comes, what does it say? And then comes the judgment. But their life on the earth is set, and the works that they did or didn't do is established, and they can't change that. Just as the unbeliever who's in hell can never change, they can't change their life on the earth. They would give anything to go back to earth for just 1 minute and repent and give their life to God, to give their life to Jesus Christ, receive Him so that they could go to heaven. They would give anything, and they can't. Judgment is set. They can never change their situation. The same thing applies to believers. A saint cannot change their life on the earth. So a great woman of God said many, many people will get to heaven and realize how much they missed out while they were on the earth. Now, so we can learn from this. Let's make the most of today and every day in our relationship with Jesus Christ and in our service, in our service, our works, our ministry. Amen. Okay. I just wanted to present this in kind of a different way, maybe. But this is how serious this is. And to think that, you know, someone may say, how can it be that most people don't get saved? I touched on this in a recent message. It's the answer to that, to the objection, is man is made in God's image. And God will not and cannot make anyone choose Him. Though He wants them to choose God and not self, to choose Him and not self, He wants them to make it to heaven. He's given man a free will. This is an eternal mystery and revelation. At the same time, though, there's something about, you know, let's look at Scripture. The human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. Everyone's gone astray. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We've all turned to our own way. There's no one righteous, not one. There's no one who does good. Only Jesus Christ is the one who He's the only one, the only human who was perfect, and He's God Almighty. Amen. But so the human heart, okay. Then there's four things: sin, our old nature, the world, and the enemy that keep people from choosing God. Sin, our old nature. Let's start with our old nature, sin, the world, and the enemy. Revelation says the enemy deceives the whole world. And so the whole world means everybody. Every person's been deceived. When we say that unbelievers have been deceived, well, that's true. Believers have been also. You and I, if we're believers, we've been deceived. Even the great patriarchs of the faith, to a certain extent, were deceived. But unbelievers, you might say, are deceived more. You know, the seriousness of this deception cannot be put into words. I mean, to think that someone would choose self and think that they're doing the right thing on the earth, that's a famous scripture. There's a way that seems right to a man, in the end it leads to death. So all of this that I just stated in the last few minutes, I think it all contributes to, you know, how can it be that most people don't choose God and end up in hell? This is, and you know, have you ever, let me finish with this, have you ever, if you're a believer and you've discussed things with other Christians, or even, you know, just dealing with people, have you ever noticed how someone even said to me recently, you can't change somebody? Okay? We cannot ever change someone, even, and I'm talking, let's get to the heart of it. Only the Holy Spirit changes someone. Only the Holy Spirit can allow someone to get saved, to do anything in the kingdom of God, to do to you know, get any, the only results, well, let's look at Jesus' words. It's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And in the flesh, in our old nature, we cannot change anyone, including ourselves. But you ever notice that in dealing with people? I mean, they just, we have to just totally let them go. Because we could try for a million years to try to change someone on our own, and nothing would happen. Isn't that amazing? So, how do people get saved? That's what I want to get to the heart of. I'm trying to really make a point here. How do people get saved? Only through the anointing. The awesome, wonderful presence of Jesus Christ. How does a believer get any results in their personal walk with Jesus? Only the anointing. The presence of Jesus. And he will get results. Amen. He does get results. That's where the action is. That's where the change is. That's where this glorious presence of God. So what are we then to do? Seek Him till we find Him and get His presence. And then that's when there will be results. Amen.